This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Padre Melo, whose real name is Ismael Moreno, also stopped by our studios at KLW to speak with reporter Judy Silber. She began the conversation by asking about his work as director of Radio Progreso, the radio station broadcasts to more than three-fourths of Honduras and is one of the country's only independent sources of media there. His answers are translated by Francisco Herrera, who joined him in studio.
Radio Progreso es la única emisora independiente.
Radio Progreso is the only independent radio station. And we're the only station that is missioned that questions the corruption of political and other bodies in the country. And we work very hard to exercise the free expression
en un ambiente muy adverso, con un cerco mediático,
in a very adverse context with a very repressive government.
En los últimos seis años,
in the last 6 years, two members of our team have been murdered and 20 of us have received death threats. The politics of stigmatization has us marked as a group of rabble-rousers and opposed to progress.
Pero al mismo tiempo es sumamente generoso porque,
but it's an amazing thing because the more repression attacks we receive by those in power, the more affection, the more support we get by the popular sector. In fact, it is the Honduran people who provide our most, the highest level of security for us and protection.
¿Me permite un ejemplo?
If you permit me, I'll give you an example.
El 28 de junio del año 2009.
So, the 28th of June of 2009, we had a coup d'etat, right? And 25 military elements penetrated our installation to force us to shut it down.
A los 3 minutos.
It only took 3 minutes, and the station was full of people. In fact, I was personally, they carried me through the station to protect me from the military.
People here in the United States, California, not so much familiar with what is going on in Honduras in terms of the politics and the violence. So I'm wondering if you can give us a little capsule. What I'd like to get to is the connection between what is happening in Honduras and all the people we see trying to cross the border.
Fenómeno migratorio hondureño.
The Honduran immigration phenomena
está íntimamente ligado con las condiciones económicas.
They are intimately linked with the conditions of violence, drug trafficking, and corruption within Honduras.
El modelo de desarrollo en Honduras,
the development model in Honduras is based on extractive industries of mines and the investment in agro industry. So this model is expelling people from the countryside to the cities.
De acuerdo,
according to the commission, the Economic Commission for Latin America, CEPAL in short, Honduras is right now the poorest country in the continent, including Haiti.
De igual manera, es uno de los países más violentos del planeta.
It's also one of the most violent countries in the world and with the most corrupt practices in the planet.
La migración de jóvenes.
Therefore, the migration of millions of young people under 29 years old is the product of a failed system that gives no opportunity for anything, for work to this population.
En Honduras, cada vez más hay un muro más alto entre.
In Honduras, every single day, there is a growing wall between a very small group that are becoming very rich and the large majority of Hondurans that don't have enough to eat.
Esa frontera,
that wall within Honduras dividing the ultra rich and the majority of Hondurans is fortified, backed up by military and economic support from the United States.
And specifically, he's talking about the money that the United States, the agreements that we have with Honduras and other Central American countries to give money to develop the countries, also to give arms to the military. We support the military. Is this specifically what he's talking
about?
Entonces
está especificando, padre, el paquete.
Esos son programas que tienen como contraparte en Honduras.
These are programs that where the U.S. has partnered with the producers of violence, inequality in Honduras.
Pero Trump y sus aliados en Estados Unidos.
Trump and his allies are actually strengthening the border within Honduras, which is expelling Hondurans. And so the solution is precisely to take away, to retract those millions of dollars going to Honduras in military or economic aid.
I wanted to ask Padre Melo about his faith. First, what I wanted to say is that I read that you're actually a very positive person. I have a quote here. It's a summarized quote, and it says, "I believe profoundly in life and that good will prevail over evil." And so I wonder, how do you hold on to that kind of faith in such a difficult situation?
Bien, muchas gracias porque me permite hablar de...
Well, thank you very much for letting me speak to what is really the foundation of my life. Presently, I have five sources that nourish my faith.
La primera es mi fe en el Dios de la vida.
First is my faith in the God of life, who transforms every occasion, as difficult as it might seem, into an opportunity for life and for love.
Segunda fuente es la memoria de los mártires.
My second source is the memory of the martyrs. I have been a witness through these decades of many, many friends who've been murdered who were completely committed.
Yo lo siento en mi vida.
I feel them in my life.
Ellos viven en mi vida.
They live in my life.
Y es absolutamente imposible.
And for me, it's absolutely impossible to live without their presence.
Una tercera fuente es...
The third source for me is the communities. This hope and faith of the communities is so big, it keeps me in a permanent joy. And this is despite material miseries and anguishes which they live.
Una cuarta fuente es mi equipo de trabajo.
And a fourth source for me is my team, my working team. And despite the threats and the regular daily dangers, they are completely committed. And I think, and a fifth source for me is
la solidaridad de los pueblos,
the solidarity of the peoples of the world. And to know that you all are aware of our situation, live in solidarity with us, it's a great source of comfort and faith for me.
Con esas fuentes,
with these five sources, how can I live in any sadness or without hope?